Well, no, I'm talking to Michelle Cooper-Gallivan. She's the first of the award-winning, outstanding Kerry photographers who we're interviewing for this new series in A Moment in Time. And Michelle Cooper-Gallivan mightn't be known to many people, is an All-Ireland medal winner herself. Michelle, you're well known on the sidelines in Kerry, up and down and in Croke Park and everywhere else, and you have a great GAA background. Give us a little idea of your own sporting achievements.
Well, I played camogie with my school, which was Drushan in Mill Street. And, of course, they had a very good history in the camogie, particularly in the Cork area, you see. And you had it right through the Cork into the city area. We used to play against St. Al's, who were noted as Munster champions. Drushan itself, of course, won some Munster championships. And I stood in goal, a bit like yourself, Weishi. I was the last line of defence.
You come from a very strong GAA background. There's fierce tradition in your family, isn't there?
There would be. My dad, the late Tommy Cooper, now who passed away in 1957, he stood in goals for the Legion for many years, and the Killarney team that won the county championship, and the Legion team, of course, that won the county championship, and Kerry itself. And then my grandfather, Thomas G, was... president and I think our chairman of the Legion GAA club, and he was also treasurer of the Kerry County Board for a number of years, representing of course the Legion at county board level.
Yeah, and of course your uncle then, John C. Cooper, who was a renowned basketball player with Kerry, footballer with Kerry, he was a great athlete.
Yeah, he was, John C., he was an all-rounder. I do know that John C. and my dad Tommy, they were both very great golfers, but they used to have a few battles on the golf course, all right, outside here in Killarney, and Grandad, and that's Thomas G, and my dad, Tommy, and John C. They actually won All-Ireland competition in golf as a family. I don't know, I'm not too sure now what the name of the competition was, but we have photographs of the cup and that in the league.
In your work as a photographer now, Michelle, travelling Kerry and travelling Munster and travelling all Ireland, would you come across people who would associate your name, Michelle Cooper-Gallivan, of course? Would they remember your father, or would they remember John C. or your dad? Does that come up?
Well, it does. It does, particularly in former years, really. I remember coming down one year, I was working with the Examiner, and Jim O'Sullivan brought me down for my first Kerry team training, and I was very much a rookie at the time. We came down, we did the photographs, and Jim was going along doing all the interviews, and we came off the pitch and I sat into the dugout and I sat beside this man who I actually didn't know, but he turned out to be Joe Cohen. And Joe said to me, he says, "Are you from Cork?" He says, and I said, "I'm actually from Killarney, actually, myself, even though I work with the Examiner." And he said, "Who are you in the Examiner?" So I told my name, and he says, "Are you anything to John C. Cooper?" And I said, "Oh, I'd be his niece." He says, "I played against John C. Cooper." He says, "You know," he says, in the county championship, small little fella. He says, and he told a story then that the first ball came in and John C. won it and up over the bar, and then Joe kind of looked at him and he kind of said, "Right, the next ball is mine, not yours." And, of course, Joe would have been quite a large man at the time. And John C. said, he said, "Whoever gets it," he says, that's the ball." So John C. went off anyway, collected the next ball up over the bar. And the next thing, Joe called him and he said, "Come here now." He said, "The next ball is mine," he says. And he says, "If you don't give me it, I'll kill you." And the next, John C. said, "Well," he says, "you'll have to catch me first."
Because he was fast, wasn't he? Of course, you're married into a renowned GAA family too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Dermot, my husband Dermot, he's only son of Mort Galvin, who, of course, was treasurer of the Kerry County Board for over 20 years, with James Coffey, who's in Killoglan, and many of the road they travelled, the two of them. And their Galvins are noted as footballers themselves, you know what I mean? They're they have their own history in themselves, really, the Crokes and that. Yeah.
Now, Michelle, I asked you to pick out one of your favourite photographs with a sporting team. Now, the one you picked is very unusual. There is a sporting team in it, and the sporting team is your grandfather. But the photograph itself, then, is a historic Killarney photograph, which for me brings back loads of memories. Now, we're not on television, so you're going to explain in your own inimitable way exactly what this photograph is all about, and your dad is the sporting team in this photograph. So explain the years it was taken and who took it and what's it all about.
It would have been taken in the early 1970s. It's a photograph actually taken by Kevin Coleman himself, a wonderful photographer himself.
Like yourself, a Kerryman. You're a Kerryman photographer now, and Kevin Coleman was for years a Kerryman photographer.
Correct. And this photograph was taken by Kevin for a story in the Kerryman, which this is taken of the old cinema itself. You can see the whole lot of the building behind. It's beautifully taken, actually, with the old railings, yeah. The black railings, and my grandfather and both granddad and I are leaning on the railings with the cinema in the background. And the story was the actual cinema was being transformed into the then Three Lakes Cinema. It was no longer going to be one film picture house. It was going to be three shows.
That brings back a lot of memories to me and to many, many more Killarney people. The name of the cinema was the Casino, yes, and it had a kind of a catchphrase. It was known as the House Which Sounds Supreme.
That is correct, yes, that is correct. He actually built that himself. He had one originally, and within months of it built, it burnt to the ground. He had no insurance or anything like that, so the story went that my grandmother, Mariah Cullity, who had, of course, another Cullity with the Legion as well, she said to him the following morning, "What'll we do now, Thomas?" And he said, "We'll just build it again."
Of course, as you said originally, he had a fierce interest in Gaelic football in this county, and he was a delegate and he was treasurer of the county board for many, many years.
Yes, yes, he did. His heart was in the Legion, really, I suppose. He had the Pat Mara and the Maras up High Street. There was a lot of them.
Con Mara.
Of course, the Lions, yeah. Of course, yeah. And Tom Spillane, Tom Spillane Senior, Pat Spillane's dad. He came into the Glebe to work one couple of summers, yeah. So that, and he played with the Legion that time.
Yeah. It's a beautiful black and white photograph. You're standing. Where were you when this was taken? Now, were you away at school, or were you married at the time?
I would have been. I was just finished my leaving cert, and I would have been starting college.
Michelle, before we talk about your granddad, because there's a great story behind this photograph again in relation to cinema and things like that. Black and white and colour. Talk to me about the difference and what's the beauty of one over the other.
Well, people, I suppose in the last 20 years, we've gone from colour, huge colour, into the digital form and all the rest of it. But, you know, people are slowly going back to black and white. I've changed all my photographs now at home to black and white. Black frame, cream, black and white shot. I've changed my colour photographs back into black and white.
You can change colour to black and white?
Oh, you can, yeah, you can. Nice, you can do it digitally, or you can do it through the printers here, yeah, you know, and all yeah. That. There's something beautiful about black and white. It's very striking.
We won't endeavour to start talking about them all, but Kerry, including yourself and all over Kerry, great photographers, all award-winning photographers. Kerry are blessed with renowned photographers, aren't they? I mean, we can't remember them all.
No, but I mean, yeah. I mean, we have photographers there. I mean, even in, just take Killarney and Tralee alone. Yeah. I mean, we have fantastic photographers, really. They're all very honest, hard-working people, you know. Do a good living, do a good product.
What would a week in the life of Michelle Cooper Galvin be like now? You're on the go continuously. I often wonder, you're like Boyle Roach's bird. If you're here, you're here and you're there and you're all over the place. You're a very, very busy lady. You travel the whole county and beyond.
I basically do, I'm for the Kerryman, I do all South Kerry, East and part of Mid Kerry. We cover everything, cover from launches to opening the schools to functions, football matches, of course, and I do the odd rugby, which I love myself, and my team would be Munster, and I mean I'd be passionate about the Munster rugby, and it's you have to just watch your time, you know, you people always ring. They always ring to ask, would you do cover, be able to cover this, that, or the other? And you just do it out of a diary. Your diary is the most important part of your life, really.
Yeah. Now, this particular photograph with yourself and your grandfather, Latimer, and Thomas G. Cooper, and the old Killarney cinema in the background, all in black and white, it's very appropriate that you brought that along today, because there's a wonderful story behind this, and this story is going to crop up again next Monday week.
That is correct. I suppose the reason I brought this in today was because last Friday, the 27th of May, was the 75th anniversary of the premiere of The Dawn.
The film
The Dawn, as they called it in the States, The Dawn over Ireland, when it was on over there. But here in Ireland, and here in Killarney particularly, it's The Dawn. And it's a film that was made, yes, by my grandfather, but it's a very, very, it was very much a community effort at that time. There was an awful lot of people here in Killarney. They had never done anything like this. And he said he was going to make a film. And they followed him and went off and did it beautifully. Absolutely wonderful people, you know. Flory O'Sullivan there now, and Tyke Sullivan, and you had Dado Hurley and all these people. There was numerous people. But it's a film that has now 75 years old, as I say, last Friday. And it was actually premiered in Dublin the very same day as Aer Lingus had their first flight out of Dublin Airport. So the Taoiseach of the day had to divide his day between the two events.
Yeah.
And next, our own family, there's my sister Catherine and my cousins, of course, Tommy and Geraldine, and Thrays is in Cork. We had decided to run the film for two nights in Killarney, and we're going to, it's me on 7 o'clock in the evening, next Monday and Tuesday, the 6th and 7th of June at 7 o'clock in Killarney, here in the cinema here in Cineplex in Killarney. And the shows, there'll be no charge for the shows. But what we will be doing is we'll have a donation box there, and our own local man, Billy D.F. O'Sullivan, of course, an old Killarney family as well, he's involved with Heartbeat here in Killarney, and he's going to be there with the team to collect some donations. When people arrive, they can put their money into that, and all the money, if there's money there, it'll go towards Heartbeat.
Yeah. How long is it since The Dawn was last shown, Michelle? I know that a good number of years ago I was on holidays in Shrewsbury with my late brother Jimmy, who's an old Killarney man, he's buried in Shrewsbury, and we were sitting down watching the Channel 4 one night, and lo and behold, what popped up but The Dawn. And he was in raptures, old Killarney man, of course, and The Dawn was... where is it now? Where's it kept, and who has the reel of it?
Well, we have a number of copies. There's one, we have one here in Killarney, and there is one in RTE, and there's one in the Film Archives. Now, I suppose very shortly we'll have to transform it into digital for its own sake, because it will get worn. And once it gets worn, then it'll be very hard to bring back. So before, before anything really happens to it, we'll have to, as I say, put it into digital and get the sound and the film packed perfect, you know. Yeah.
So it's on again. Remind us again now, when, where?
It's on now in the Cineplex here in Killarney on the 6th and 7th of June at 7 o'clock in the evening.
It's 75 years old. Why should a person down in South Kerry or up in North Kerry get into their car and drive over to Killarney to see the legendary film The Dawn? Why? What will they get out of it?
Well, I suppose they'll see...
Everyone that was in it is dead, of course.
Yes, I think so at this stage, yes. Yeah. I think there was...
That caught you there.
Yeah, the last one now would have been... I think it was Mrs. Flaherty's brother was one of the last people. That would be Rory Flaherty's granduncle, you know, the Flaherty's there, the lads, Corrie and those.
It's a very poignant film, isn't it?
It is. Mrs. Looney is of course, alive and well, and 'tis her husband, Paddy, played a big part in this film. It is. It's about the troubled times. And it's a kind of a love story and the whole lot. And I think it's a film that went down in history. It was the first film that was long-playing film that was made here in Ireland with sound.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in around the same time that they were making sound films in Hollywood, and here were the lads down Paddy's Lane in Killarney making the same thing. I mean, it was phenomenal, really. You'd think it was a remarkable achievement by all that were involved.
It was by all. And the man behind it, the man I'm looking at here in this beautiful black and white photograph standing with Michelle, was Thomas G. Cooper, who was a clubman of my own in the Killarney Legion. Knew him well. I remember in the old Leap Hotel, which is now gone, when I worked in the Mineral Waters, I used to deliver drink to that particular place. So I can tell you, with anyone that hasn't seen The Dawn, come over to Killarney. Have a look at it, because it's a very poignant film. It's beautifully shot. It's all in black and white, and you'll never see the likes of it again. So, Michelle, well done, and thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much indeed, Uisce, for the opportunity to speak of The Dawn. Thank you very much indeed.